you. Well, I came back. I missed you. What can I say? I came back because I wanted to give you an update, an idea of some of the newest distinctions that I've made. If you've been involved with my work at all, you probably have been exposed to some of the principles. How many of you read Unlimited Power? Say I. If you did, I talked about some of the fundamental principles of living health there. And my goal in the first half of this session was really to get you to see you don't have to be afraid of bugs. You don't have to worry that in the middle of your New Year's, some commie bug is going to wreck your holiday. Okay? That it's really not how it works. You have all these, quote, bugs inside you right now. Germs are good. Germs are things that are useful. But if we create an environment where they proliferate to a tipping point that is imbalanced in your body, then you're going to have disease in your system because they're going to feed on the trash that we've brought there. And my biggest concern is that people live in fear. Somebody last night came to me and said, oh, I got a cold. I don't want to hug you. I said, get over here. It's like, I don't get sick and hugging and cough on me. I mean, it's not very polite. But that's not something to be worried about. And this is not the time for it, but those of you going to Mastery, we're going to talk about AIDS there. We're bringing one of the top AIDS specialists in the world there, Dr. Duesberg. He's one of the original retrovirus experts in the world. He's also UC Berkeley professor there. He's in the National Academy of Sciences, and he flat says and has said for almost 10 years, and now he's catching on, that HIV is not the cause of AIDS, which is, sounds impossible, and people go crazy when they hear that. But we've spent $50 billion in roughly 15 years, and not one person has been helped. Not one. No one has been cured. Now, that shows you a hypothesis may not make sense. Now, Montagnier from the Pasteur Institute, who actually discovered the virus, it's a man named Gallo here in this country, took credit for it and finally was sued 10 years later for scientific misconduct. But he's the guy we all hear HIV came from. But the man who really founded it now says HIV alone can't do it. There must be cofactors, but they know what the cofactors are. Cofactors are lifestyle, right? You are it. If we take care of our inner environment, if the inner environment is clean and vital and alive, we're going to have the energy we deserve, and we're not going to break down. So what I want you to get is that for starters. If we live in a polluted environment here, we're going to get sick, or we're at least going to get weak, right? Or if we're really polluted environment, people mutate. Creatures mutate. Same thing is true inside of you. So what I thought maybe we'd do is show you a little bit of how we get to pollute our environment. And the way we get our environment polluted is we get out of balance. And you all know that. What happens during the holidays? If you weren't out of balance before, now you're totally out of balance. How many can relate to this? Say I. And that balance is not just the balance that comes from, you know, eating too much. It's all of the stresses we create inside of ourselves which innervate us. But they also do something else that I didn't understand at the level of science before. I understood it anecdotally. But science is now showing us some pretty extraordinary things that can help us to know precisely why we break down. Now, to give you an example, if you're looking for your life and trying to say, why would I get out of balance? What affects it? Think of what your body is. Your body is really this unique system that's working on basically electricity. It's electrical currents tied with magnetism. So think of it as electromagnetism that's actually running you. All the nerves of your body send signals through electricity. There are electrical signals, pulses of electricity. All the cells, all the organs of your body, when they're alive, to be healthy, you gotta have healthy what? Come on. Cells. To have healthy cells, they gotta be totally energetic. To be totally energetic, they have to have electrical power. What makes that electrical power happen is what we have is a delicate balance in our biochemistry. Chemistry makes the environment possible for electricity to be there. So you have a delicate balance there. Anything that's gonna mess up that electrical balance is gonna mess up your cells, it's gonna mess up your organs, it's gonna mess up your life. So if all these organs in our bodies have this need to send electricity, in fact, nerve signals are nothing but electrical pulses again, then what we gotta figure out is what would mess that up. And then what we're gonna do here this afternoon is walk you through the easy ways to make it so your inner environment is totally in balance on a consistent basis. Even when you take it out of balance. This weekend took you out of balance. Many of you will leave here and get sick if you don't do what I tell you. How's that for a real direct approach? you will. I don't want to give you the voodoo curse, but many of you will, because what you've done is you've done the thing that creates breakdown in the body that you've probably been doing for years before you got here, but this weekend may have added to it, and that is the creation of acid. Acid in our systems creates a breakdown of the delicate balance in our biochemistry. Now, you turn on your television, you can't miss a million commercials or somebody comes on and says, I ate the whole thing, Alka-Seltzer. Remember those old ads? Or now these days, they don't do that. Now they don't wait till after you're in pain. They go, look, I'm going to eat this Pepsin AC and then it won't hurt. And what is Pepsin AC and all these things? They are antacids. Okay? Now, why are we a culture? Tagamet, by the way, up until recently was the number one prescription drug in the world. Now, there are more brands, so it's no longer number one by itself. But Tagamet is for stomach disorders. See, if we're eating so well, if we're so smart, how come we're taking all these antacids like they're coming out of our ears? The reason is because we live an acid lifestyle in modern times. Most industrialized nations live acid. Now, what creates acid in the system? Well, the first thing that creates acid is emotions, anger, resentment, frustration. You can take, and in fact, I encourage you to go by your local drugstore and get some of those little pH strips. Those pH strips, you've probably seen them, they're like yellow. You put it on your tongue for a few seconds, or you can do it with your urine, and then you put it against colors, and it shows you how acid or alkaline you are. Now, why is this important? Let me clarify this first.